Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 8th chapter of John. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Tyler Elred was only 17 years old when the Chevy pickup he was driving hit a tree. One of his friends, a passenger in the pickup, was declared dead at the scene of the accident. Recently, an Oklahoma District Judge Mike Norman found Tyler guilty of DUI manslaughter. After the verdict, Judge Norman pronounced the sentence. With the agreement of Tyler's parents, the defense attorney, and the prosecutor, he said the young man would have to finish high school, complete welding school, and go to church for the next 10 years. The Oklahoma chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, along with a number of other organizations, went ballistic when they heard that third condition of Tyler's judgment. They said it was a violation of the free establishment clause of the First Amendment. And it is. Now, there is no question that regular worship at a church might be of some blessed benefit to Tyler. Still, this part of the sentence has caused me some serious problems. What kind of problems? First, I think it is a misunderstanding and misapplication of law and gospel. Worship of the Savior is something which voluntarily springs from a heart which has been touched by the salvation and forgiveness which Jesus lived, died, and rose to give us. As Jesus said, we are free indeed. But forcing someone to go to worship takes away his freedom and puts him under the law. But I have a second problem. I wonder if it is okay for a judge to sentence a young man to 10 years of worship in a Christian church, why would it not be acceptable for another judge to sentence another young man to 10 years attendance at a local mosque? All of which means that while I applaud Judge Norman's intentions, I have to disagree with his verdict. It also means something else. It means that we who value worship need to listen to the writer of Hebrews who said, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, and not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another." This Advent and Christmastide, our churches often have visitors. Let's do our best to make sure the things we do and say clearly point to the joy which comes in having Jesus as Savior. Who knows? In so doing, we might head off another Tyler before he wraps his truck around a tree. We pray. Dear Lord, Jesus offered himself as the sacrifice which freed sinners from the condemnation of the law. May we do all we can to share with others the wonderful peace and hope we have received from the work of the risen Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.